I am Father Kevin Shemiga. I am pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this last day of Advent is from Luke's Gospel. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Spirit, prophesied and prayed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through the prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. Every morning the church prays the Benedictus we heard in the Gospel. Today's antiphon that introduces the Benedictus is, "The time has come for Mary to give birth to her firstborn son." God bless us every morning, and we thank God the Father every morning for raising us from our sleep and our prayer and dreaming to another day to extend his blessing to all we meet. This reminds me of a time recently I blessed a child as he came with his guardian to Holy Communion. The boy in turn made a perfect sign of the cross over me as well. I too bless myself. What a wonderful exchange of mercy. The morning is a time to enter into blessings. We enter into salvation. For many mothers, labor can last for hours and sometimes for days. Mary today enters into her labor with Jesus, and our lives are changed. May we allow Christ to be born in our hearts. This evening, try to participate in the Christmas Vigil Eucharist. Spend time with family gathered in your homes, around the Christmas tree, around the Christmas table. Give each other simple gifts of love, forgiveness, and bless God, who saves us through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus born this day.